Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players has 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, please give us the scores.
Tom Baudette has the lead. Peter, he has 4 points. Faith Saley and Mo Rocca, they're tied for second. They both have 2 points.
All right. We flipped a coin. Faith selected to go first. Here we go. On Wednesday, the Obama administration rejected a Canadian firm's plan to build a huge blank.
The Keystone Pipeline.
Right. Critics of Wisconsin's Governor Scott Walker filed more than 1 million signatures from residents who want to blank him.
Recall him.
Yes. On Thursday, the 131-year-old film company Blank filed for bankruptcy.
Kodak.
Right. After hosting for the third time last Sunday, Ricky Gervais announced he would not host the Blanks again.
Golden Globes.
Right. After a 3-day stay in the hospital, a Bronx man almost had to be readmitted when he was presented with Blank.
A $44 million bill.
Exactly right. It was a typo. In an effort to pull ahead of the competition, Burger King announced this week that they will begin blanking in some areas.
Delivering it your
Indeed.
Way.
Indeed. For the third year in a row, the mysterious man who's been leaving a half-empty bottle of cognac on Blank's grave failed to appear.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Yes. To test their new breathalyzers, police in Florida blanked.
Police in Florida got drunk.
Yes, they did. They spent an afternoon drinking whiskey and eating Doritos. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement had some fancy new Intoxilizer 8000s. What better way to test them than breaking out the Jim Beam and Doritos? The idea was sound. Officials say the tests did not go quite as hoped. After 4 or 5 rounds of testing, it broke down into an extended routine of good cop, naughty cop. Carl, how did Faith do in our quiz?
Faith had a perfect round, Peter. Faith had 8 correct answers for 16 more points. She now has 18 points, and she has a commanding lead.
Well done. All right, Mo, you're up next. Fill in the blank. On Monday, President Obama and his family marked blank day by volunteering for a service project.
Martin Luther King.
Yes. On Monday, John Huntsman withdrew from the presidential race and endorsed blank.
Mitt Romney.
Yes. On Tuesday, Jerry Yang, one of the co-founders of blank, resigned from all his positions at the company.
Yahoo.
Right. A bank in Germany is reevaluating its security system after police responded to alarms triggered when a blank.
Triggered when... something in Germany happened. It was some. They were triggered by a cuckoo clock. More Switzerland.
No, they were triggered when a spider sent off the bank's motion detectors. This week, the queen of Southern comfort food, Paula Deen, announced that she has been diagnosed with blank.
Diabetes.
Right. The sitcom Modern Family caused controversy this week with a storyline that featured a toddler blanking.
Cursing.
Right. New Zealand bird watchers had their dreams dashed after it was revealed the new species of hawk they'd discovered was actually blank.
An Australian in a costume.
No, they're actually regular hawks that have been spray-painted pink. Bird watchers in New Zealand were convinced the amazing new pinkish-red hawks they had spotted were a new species, but when one of the hawks was spotted touching up his roots with a can of Rust-Oleum, the gig, she was up. Carl, how did Mo do in our quiz?
Mo had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. He now has 12 points, but Faith Saley still has the lead with 18.
Well done. All right, then. How many, then, does Tom need to win?
He needs 7 correct answers to tie or 8 to win outright.
All right.
Tall order.
Yes, but you're on your home turf. This is your house. This is Michigan. You can do this. You're like the Detroit Lions for the first half of the season. You can do this. This is for the game. Rupert Murdoch's news group newspapers have agreed to pay damages to 37 victims of the blanking scandal.
Phone hacking.
Right, because he is not on the ballot in South Carolina. This week, Stephen Colbert urged voters to send a message by voting for blank.
I forget. Herman Cain.
Yes. Standard & Poor's rankled some European leaders when it announced that it was blanking the credit ratings of 9 Eurozone countries.
Lowering.
Yes, downgrading. After hackers accessed some customer information, the online store Blank urged customers to change their passwords.
Zappos.
Right, a Russian man who stole a vodka delivery truck was not charged with car theft after he told police Blank.
He was Russian, it was vodka, and everybody understands.
That's what happened. He said, I wasn't stealing the truck, I was stealing the vodka inside the truck. They said, oh. Yeah. There was a mixed reaction to the news that for the first time since 1945, Hitler's book Blank will be printed in Germany.
Mein Kampf.
Right, a billionaire history buff has donated $7.5 million to repair the cracks that appeared in the blank after last summer's earthquake.
The Liberty Bell?
The Washington Monument.
Oh, right, of course.
A Seattle man indiscriminately firing a pistol all over downtown calmed everyone's nerves when he explained he just needed to blank.
He just needed to just get rid of some ammunition.
No, he just needed to test his gun. Residents called police when they spotted the man indiscriminately firing his gun at trees, the ground, at buildings, and into the air. When police stopped him, he explained he just wanted to make sure his pistol still worked. Yep, it works, he said, just before he was arrested. Carl, did Tom do well enough to win?
He needed 7 correct answers to tie, but Tom had 6 correct answers. So with 18 points, Faith Saley is this week's champion.
There you go.
Well done, Faith.
Thank you. That was pure luck.